Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. And if you're wondering where Christy is, don't worry, Christy will be back tomorrow. My name is Sam, I'm from Toronto, Canada, and this is my first time recording a pronunciation challenge, so I hope it all goes well. And if anyone's wondering about the Canadian pronunciation or my accent, since I'm from Toronto, my accent should be pretty similar to an American accent, the standard American pronunciation. So let me know in the comments if you've been to Toronto or anywhere else in Canada and what you like about it. So the sentence I chose today is from one of my favorite TED videos, and that video is called The Danger of a Single Story. So let's get to the sentence for today. Because all I had read were books in which characters were foreign, I had become convinced that books, by their very nature, had to have foreigners in them and had to be about things with which I could not personally identify. So, in other words, because all the books she had read when she was young were about foreigners and had foreigners in them, and all the things that the books talked about were things that she couldn't relate to, she just assumed that all books were this way and that books were supposed to be this way. So it's a really interesting TED Talk, and I highly recommend everyone go check it out. So now let's move on to the vocabulary. So the first word is character. And of course, be careful that the pronunciation here isn't character, even though it is CH, it's pronounced character. And with the emphasis on the first syllable, the ke, character. And character means 角色. So you could say, my favorite character from How I Met Your Mother is Barney, for example. A character from a movie or from a play, just like the word 角色 in Chinese. And the next word is characteristic. So same pronunciation in the beginning, characteristic. And the meaning of characteristic is 特质. So if you say someone has a certain characteristic, it means they have a certain quality. And the emphasis on the word characteristic is on the r, characteristic. So the next word is characterize. And characterize means 以什么什么为特征. So if you say that something is characterized by something, it means that there is something special about it that distinguishes it from other things. For example, you could say, IKEA's furniture is characterized by its simple and practical design. And characterize, the emphasis is on the first syllable. Ke, characterize. Our next word is foreign. Foreign, and the emphasis is on the first syllable, on the for, foreign. And foreign means 外来的 or 外国的. And another example is, of course, the word foreigner. So, for instance, I am from Canada, living in Taiwan, so I am a foreigner, a 外国人. And our next word is convinced, convinced, which means 被说服了. So here the emphasis is on the vin, not on the con. Don't say convinced, it's convinced. And while convinced means 被说服了, means that someone has persuaded you, in this video it means that you believe something. So in the video she says, I had become convinced that books by their very nature had to have foreigners in them and had to be about things with which I could not personally identify. So that means that she believed this through her experience of always seeing books that had foreigners and things that she couldn't relate with. Our next word is identify. And identify can be translated as 认同. And there's a phrase that is commonly used using the word identify, and that is to identify with. So in the video, when she says, had to be about things with which I could not personally identify, that means that they had to be about things that she could not relate with, that she could not personally relate with. And also this sentence, or the end of this sentence, had to be about things with which I could not personally identify, could also be said as had to be about things I could not personally identify with. But when you flip around the sentence and say with which, instead of putting the with at the end of the sentence, this makes it sound a little bit more formal and it's a little bit more proper. And our last word for today is identity. Identity, which is 身份 or 正身. And the emphasis for the word identity, just like identify, is on the den, on the second syllable. Identity. And identity can be used in many different ways. So you could say an identity card would be a shenfen zheng, which is a very formal way to use the word and refers to the legal context. But the word can also be used to refer to the way that someone sees themselves. Someone may have multiple identities. You could say that someone has an identity as a doctor and also an identity as a book lover. So people can also have multiple identities. So just to read our sentence one more time, because all I had read were books in which characters were foreign, I had become convinced that books, by their very nature, had to have foreigners in them and had to be about things with which I could not personally identify. So that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. I know the pronunciation challenges are not normally entirely in English, so this one was probably a little bit more of a challenge for everyone, but I hope that everyone could still follow along and learn something new. So feel free to leave some feedback in the comments, and if you have seen this TED Talk, I'm curious to hear everyone's thoughts on the danger of a single story, and I'm looking forward to recording more pronunciation challenges in the future. Thanks a lot for listening, and see you next time. Bye-bye.